First off, Kevin, how did things go as far as the retail sale on Monday?
Well, we had about 100 individuals come in and place orders for a total of about $2.7 million. And then, of course, today we opened it up to the institutional investors, and we got a lot more orders. And a few other, you know, today was open to everybody, including, obviously, the institutional investors. But we had a few other retail orders to come in, people that did not place their orders tomorrow. So, you know, we're pretty pleased that some people are taking the opportunity, the advantage of this opportunity. And, you know, we'll look forward to see where it goes from here.
How expected was that total? Were you hoping for more?
Well, you know, the $2.7 million. Was about what I expected. I'm pretty pleased with that. I would have preferred that we had a few more people, you know, another 50, another 100, but 100 is what we got. And again, those are individual decisions that people made. The big thing for me was opening up the opportunity to them. The other thing that's important is that when we open it up to the institutional investors today, when we look at the total, we've got it over $200 million in orders in, and we have, we're only looking to raise $125 million. So we're oversubscribed, which is good, and now it's a matter for our underwriters to go through and figure out which orders to fulfill.
And how do you determine which of those institutional orders to fulfill?
The underwriters are going to do what they feel is best for the county, and we'll be working through that process between now and the closing on October 8th. It's important to know for people to note that the order period is over. Now it's a matter of doing all the other work that has to happen before the closing on October 8th. It's kind of like closing a house. You know, you come in with an agreement to buy it, but there's a lot that happens between the time that you come to an agreement and the time that you actually close. We didn't expect the retail investors to get a lot of, buy up a lot of this to amount to a big share of the total amount we were seeking to raise of $125 million. But what was important to us is that, because this is only going to happen once, for a long, long time, we wanted to make sure that people knew about it.
How much closer are you to meeting the goal, if you haven't met that goal already, of meeting the county's obligation toward the cost of the stadium?
We are oversubscribed. We have over $200 million in orders. I'm sure most of them will hold up, and all we're looking to raise was $125 million. That's what the county executive and the county legislature asked us to raise, and I think we've had no trouble doing that. After the closing on October 8th, we'll have the $125 million in hand, and we'll continue to make payments to the Erie County Stadium Corporation until we've met our full obligation. And then Erie County, for most intents and purposes, will be out of the football business.
And how excited are you or happy are you that the county's obligation will be met with the sale of all these bonds?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, we did our job. We're going to finish it up. Again, there's more to the process. And until we close on October 8th, we won't have the money. But we're pretty pleased that we were able to complete this. It's important, it's historical, and we're feeling good about it.